This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, June 18th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Circle of Life Hospice, focused on providing compassionate end-of-life care and bereavement support. Services are available in Madison, Carroll, Benton, and Washington counties. Circle of Life Hospice, ask for us by name. More information is available at nwacircleoflife.org. The 14th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series welcomes jazz pianist Aaron Goldberg and trio to Walton Art Center Star Theater on Saturday, June 30th at 8 p.m. This New York City pianist and composer has spent the last 12 years touring with the likes of Wynton Marsalis, the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, and Joshua Redman. Tickets including limited cabaret seating available at 442-5600 or waltonartcenter.org. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a look at mineral rights in Arkansas. Although you may own a parcel of land, you may not own the ground beneath you, which is called the mineral estate. Plus, Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net has an update on the latest business news from around the state, and we preview the penultimate performance in the KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival. But first, according to a new report issued by the Arkansas Department of Workforce Services, Arkansas's unemployment rate rose to 8.1% during the month of May. 1/10 of a percentage point was the difference between May and April, which also reflected the trend seen at the national level. The state's labor force gained 200 people, which was the result of 100 fewer employed and 300 unemployed Arkansans. DWS spokeswoman Kimberly Friedman notes that some job sectors experienced more gains than others.
Looking at non-farm jobs in May as compared to May of last year, actually there was an increase of 6,200 jobs. Five major sectors saw gains, adding 3,700 or more jobs each. Six major industries reported declines. Your leisure and hospitality increased the most with 4,900 additional jobs as compared to May a year ago.
Despite this unemployment increase, there are still over 33,000 more employed Arkansans than in May of 2011. Arkansas has been nationally recognized for its efforts in reducing child hunger in all areas of the state. But despite services that have already been provided, many children and young adults are left hungry during the summer because they depend on school breakfasts and lunches for nutrition. In an effort to address the issue, Governor Mike Beebe founded the Arkansas Summer Food Service Program. Since its inception in 2009, the program has strived to bring food to those who need it. In his weekly radio address, Governor Beebe said the organization has already fed hundreds of thousands of children and will continue to do so this year. Organizers of this year's program hope to provide an additional 13,000 kids with free summer meals. More information about the program can be found at the Arkansas Department of Human Services website. The Arkansas Razorbacks continue play in the College World Series in Omaha tonight. Arkansas will meet South Carolina at 8. Both teams won their first game in the tournament on Saturday. The winner of tonight's game will not play again until Thursday. The losing team will play Wednesday. Arkansas and South Carolina played three times during the regular season, and South Carolina won two of those three games. A former Razorback pitcher made his major league debut yesterday in Texas. Dallas Keuchel started the game for the Houston Astros yesterday. He pitched five innings and gave up just one run and earned no decision. He is the sixth former Razorback to make a major league roster this year. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals open a lengthy homestand tonight at Arvis Ballpark in Springdale against Tulsa. Yesterday, the Nats defeated the Springfield Cardinals 4-3 in Missouri.